Hey guys, good morning. And the subject of this video is going to be a list of things that you're going to be tested in, character tests and intelligence tests. But these are actually character tests that are coming in. But before I get there, I think I'm going to mention something that I haven't mentioned in a while, and that is here we are, 8 months, almost 9 months into what I think is probably the most dangerous 7-year period since the days of Noah. And I make that statement based on the devil is telegraphing what he is doing. And it's obvious to people with spiritual discernment that the agenda for the 21st century, Agenda 21, is Satan's agenda. And it involves depopulation and enslavement of humanity, handing control over to a group of elite people with even different genetics. The vast herd of the human population will be transhumanized into something less than human and more suitable for chattel, for more docile, you know. A more docile slave breed is being bred right now through transhumanism and biosynthetic technology through these fake vaccines. Anyway, guys, so I'll get to that list of 12 things in a couple seconds here, but let me just answer this question or make a comment here. So what are they hiding behind that black fence in Maui? So, because I know what they're hiding. They are hiding forensic signatures of directed energy weapons. Now, directed energy weapons basically come in three categories. You have particle beams, you have lasers, and you have masers. So laser, obviously, is light amplification by stimulated emission of radiation. Masers, however, are microwave amplification by stimulated emission of radiation. Now, think about this for a second and what kind of forensic signatures could be remaining that they don't want captured on film. Think about your own microwave oven, okay? Can you cook things in a microwave oven? Of course you can. And can a microwave weapon set things on fire? Absolutely, of course it can. Now, you'll know just from your own microwave oven that some materials are microwave safe, right? And some are not, right? You put the wrong metal in there and, you know, the whole world's going to find out, everybody in your street's going to find out that you got a problem there in your house with a fire. Now, but on the other hand, certain materials, certain plastics, for instance, are totally safe in a microwave. They don't burn under microwave. And so this is a forensic signature that would help forensic investigators to verify the cause and origin of these fires. So if, for instance, if you have, and we saw this in the Paradise Fire, the campfire, and in California here, and in Santa Rosa fires too, we saw evidence that these were not normal fires, meaning we saw places where the metal melted, but then plastics weren't melted in close proximity. We saw places, and it's the same thing. There's already enough forensic evidence on video for the person who knows what this signature looks like to determine that this was not a wildfire. So think about that. That's what they're hiding. So when you see plastic right next to metal, the metal's melted and the plastic is not. Okay, masers. And that's what they're hiding for sure. And now, is it true that about 600 FEMA agents were pouring into Maui before the fire even started? That's interesting. And what is this police force that's out there right now protecting that black fence? And I know the National Guard's out there, but what is this special police force they have out there? And did you know that in September, that's starting tomorrow or the next day, there will be the Digital Government Summit in Hawaii, and the subject will be how to govern the island using artificial intelligence. Guys, this is exactly what I've been telling you, is that the things that the World Economic Forum, which is an organ of the beast quasi-government that's asserting its authority over the inhabitants of this world, This is what they said they would do. They said, Klaus Schwab has already said, no more elections. We will be governed from this point forth by algorithms and artificial intelligence. So here they are, guys. They're building. They destroyed it. They killed a bunch of people. They're building a smart city, a smart island. And so don't be a stupid person ending up in a smart city. It's really, I mean, think about what's going on here, guys. And so, okay. And this is probably going to mean, you know, relocating unless you want to get trapped into some sort of a smart city. So you need to be, I think in these days you're living in, you need to be as close to the land as possible. And obviously that's what I'm doing. And I'll tell you more about how I found out to do this before it even happened. That'd be another video, a testimony actually. So I mean, here where I am, just yesterday we had our 23rd power outage of the year. So, and I know it's the numbers going up from there, guys. A blind man could see this. So, okay, let me go over some of these topics here. So we all know that the election variant is coming, in spite of fact checkers telling us it's not. Guys, are you going to believe what your eyes are seeing? Or are you going to believe the communist fact checkers that are, you know, endorsed by Joe Biden, the man whore of Mystery Babylon? I mean, come on. So, okay, so the election variant is coming, and they're already talking about masking up, and I want to encourage you to have the courage to tell somebody that they look stupid in a mask. Yeah, it's time, to, you know, I'm not kidding. It may be time to just not be as polite as we were the last time, because you can't comply your way back to liberty, and you can't comply your way to restoring your freedom. And even if you're not concerned about your freedom, think about your children, think about your neighbors. Somebody has to be bold and very courageous here. And so now we're going to get to the character test in a couple of minutes, guys. So, okay. So did you notice, that people who disobeyed the authorities in Maui were the ones that did not die? Yeah. So remember a couple videos back, I talked about the four governments of God, the four human institutions, because not every human institution that God created is civil government. God created four human institutions: church, family, self, and state. And so when you read, for instance, in Romans 13 or whatever, not every human institution is the civil government. And so you can't, and not all authority does come from God, but it's not all transferable. God has given authority to various of these different human institutions, including yourself. There are certain things that you have authority over, starting with your own body. You have authority over your own body, what you do with it, where you take it, what, how you, you know, everything. You have authority over that. God didn't give that authority to the government or the church or anybody else. You have authority over your own bad self, okay? And so the election variant is coming. In Maui, so the people that disobeyed the civil authorities were the ones that survived. The ones that said, they just complied, you know, oh yeah, don't go down this road, don't try and escape, just stay, they all got cooked in a fire. And so ones that escaped said, you know, there's a time, guys, when you just have to go with common sense, because Romans 13 doesn't mean that everything a civil government tells you to do is the right thing to do. You have to have common sense. And so if you're in an emergency situation and you see an impending disaster, you need to take action, you know? So this may keep you alive. So because I've got a pretty good hunch here that there are more disasters coming. In fact, I know there are. So a new smart island, a digital government summit in a few weeks. And so it looks to me like they're going to use Maui to create sort of a New World Order Potemkin village out of the whole thing here. Same thing in Greece, right outside of Athens. Look how they're choosing the choicest places in the world for their smart colonies. Okay, guys. So now we're going to get to 12 character tests, okay, that are incoming. The first one is, will you comply with lockdowns? In the last video, I gave a list of things you should have learned from COVID 1.0, right? But many people did not learn these things. So But then there are people who learned them, but the character test is, do you have the courage now to implement the lessons that you have learned? Because it will require courage. It may be unpopular, and you may be persecuted. Have you ever been persecuted? That's a good question. In order to not violate your conscience, you may have to make some decisions that will result in being persecuted. So will you comply with lockdowns? Will you comply with masking? Will you comply with vaccine mandates and digital IDs? Will you comply with any of this stuff? Okay, that's the first character test that is easy to see that it's incoming. So number two, will you sacrifice your liberty for the sake of convenience? I think this is a huge character test because it's very convenient to do things that everybody else is doing, and that's a justification that people will use for it, by the way. They're so used to just going along with the herd. And what God is looking for, and here's another character test, is people that have the courage and the principle to stand alone. Yes, to stand alone. Do you have that in you? Is that fabric of courage in your being, in your spiritual makeup? Because you will need it. And it's a muscle that has to be exercised and strengthened. And the good thing about this is you can encourage other people, because it's also kind of contagious, right? So when one person displays courage and acts courageously, other people who have good character are inspired by that. And they're encouraged by that. So don't underestimate the power of standing alone and speaking out and acting, even if it's not popular, and even if everybody else in the room or whatever remains silent. Think about what I'm telling you. And be encouraged by it. Number three, character test. Will you transfer the God-given sovereignty over your own body to usurping, unelected tyrants? Will you do that willingly? God gave you sovereignty over your own body. What you eat, where you go, what you look at, what you think. But now even the Biden administration says, no. Your thoughts are public infrastructure now. Did you know that? That happened, I think, last June. It was a declaration made by Joe Biden, that your thoughts are not even private. They're public infrastructure. And most people will actually allow their thoughts to be controlled. And they'll fall under that hypnotic spell as soon as their TV, mainstream media, pop culture pundits get on there and say there's a new variant coming in and you need to mask up and you need to comply and all this kind of stuff. They will immediately go under the mass formation psychosis once again. But this video is for people who get it. Number four, character test that's incoming. Can you be bribed? Will you be bribed? People were bribed to take the transhuman and Mark of the Beast non-vaccine injections. Can you be bribed? Do you have a price? Can they give you something that will make you compromise the truth and compromise sound doctrine and compromise clear biblical discernment of what is really going on? Can you be bought? Can you be bribed to remain silent? Because sometimes it's easy to just, I don't believe that, but I'll just not say anything. That's not a very good position to be occupying. Not a good place to be occupying, I think, in days like this. It's not very safe to be lukewarm in the eyes of God, who said in the book of Revelation and the letters to the seven churches, I wish you were hot or cold, but because you're neither hot nor cold, you're lukewarm, I will spit you out of my mouth. That's what Jesus said. And so he's calling us to repent and to be hot, to be in hot pursuit of Jesus, of God, in our relationship with him, to seek him with every thought, taking every thought captive to the obedience of him and drawing near to him and encouraging each other, guys. So, okay, can you be bribed? Can you be bought? Can you be bought with universal basic income, with central bank digital currencies? Can you be, what if they... we'll give you a free, 5,000 wanger-danger, currency units if you just comply and, get your digital ID and, get up to speed on your boosters and all that. Can you be bought? That's a very important question. And I hope the answer is no. No, I've already been bought. That should be the answer, right? I've already been bought. I've been bought with a price that Jesus Christ died on the cross to purchase me. And he's purchased not just me, but people from every tongue and tribe and people and nation for his own possession, a people called to walk with him. Okay, guys, can you be bought? And the reason I'm going over these things, these character tests, is because if you know about them ahead of time, or if you talk about them ahead of time, you'll be in a much better position to identify them and to be victorious over them. Can you be extorted? Okay. Are you bribe proof? Are you extortion proof? Can you be extorted? What if they hold your pension, your IRA, or your property taxes? What if they use your property taxes to hold all your portfolio, your real estate portfolio, your everything you have, hold it at ransom? All you have to do is obey the government and, get your boosters, take the mark of the beast, comply, mask up, and we'll let you keep your property. Will that be you? Can you be extorted just to hold on to your earthly mammon, your earthly possessions? This is going to be a test that comes in. Or do you stand and defend your property? What do you do? What is the sound doctrine? And I want to encourage everybody to have a biblical reason for every course of action you take, not just an opinion, but an opinion and a principle that's informed by biblical sound doctrine. If you can't point to sound doctrine to defend your position, then it's not worth very much, in my opinion. And we'll get to this too, because we're going to cover what is that and how do you know? These topics I'm covering are not very ecclesiastical, and it's unlikely that these things will be spoken of in church. I mean, you never know. Could be pleasantly surprised though too. So, can you be extorted? Can you be held hostage to obey unbiblical things? Will you remain silent? That's a character test. It's easy to remain silent. It's much more awkward to speak up, especially when everybody in a room is going to look at you, type of thing, right? Or everybody in a grocery store. You know what I'm saying? How about this one? Okay, are you strong enough to stand alone? That you better start doing some exercises, because you're going to need it. You're going to need to exercise your spirit to be strong for the days that we're in right now. Now, will you obey unlawful orders, whether it comes from the government, your employer? Unlawful orders. Have you taken an oath to defend the Constitution, for instance? Will you obey that? Will you remain loyal to that oath and everything you said in that oath, even if orders come down contrary to that oath? Will you obey unlawful orders? Character test. Will you submit to being disarmed? Character test. Character test there. Yep. Will you bow down to foreign rule or rule by the World Health Organization? Do you know that there are some organizations that are non-government, non-state actors that are more powerful than nation states? Let's take, for example, just the World Health Organization, for example. In most prior years, the primary funding source for the World Health Organization has not even been nation states. Bill Gates has been the primary, largest financial contributor to this quasi-government wannabe organization. There are, in this beast government, there, which is not a nation state, there are entities, structures that are stronger financially than nation states. And if you don't think they have weapons, then you're probably not looking at this the right way. This Klaus Schwab is a real Bond villain. I mean, and to think that the Davos elite doesn't have some sort of technology going on here, guys. They are taking over control of the world's governments. They have already, in many cases. They have in the United States, in fact. Number 11, we're getting to the end here, guys. Will you fight if that is what is needed? Now I'm getting to a topic that's very inconvenient, and this pertains to, but it's real. And I'm not even saying that I know the answer to this. But here's the question is for you and for me. In the event of civil war, what do you do? Do you fight? Do you hide? Do you remain neutral? What do you do, and what's your biblical reason for doing it? Based on sound biblical doctrine. So will you fight if that is what is needed? Will you fight and rise up if that is what is called for? That's a question. By the same token, will you remain peaceful if that is what is called for? And guys, things could go either way. Things are very dynamic. And I can tell you, I've been in countries where all of a sudden revolution came up, and 10 days later, for instance, there was a new government. And the right people did rise up at the time. And if they hadn't, they would have gone into another dark period of slavery. So these are dangerous times, guys. Liberty is dangerous. You need to understand that. Liberty is dangerous. And don't mistake me for calling for violence. That's not what I'm doing. I'm calling for sound doctrine, and I'm calling for introspection, and I'm calling for extrospection in terms of going to the objective eternal word of God and having our opinions and our actions based on sound doctrine. And so let me encourage you with that, guys. These are awkward times. These are dangerous times. The doomsday clock is probably about 3 seconds to midnight right now, guys. So anyway, let me encourage you with these things. I want you to think about these character tests, and let's apply ourselves to the character traits that are necessary to be overcoming. God bless you guys. Encourage each other, build each other up, and we'll be in touch. Thank you.